Right, so we're back in the frame again. I have my two guests, which I hoped I was going to get. I mentioned earlier that there was a neighbourhood development plan going on, and obviously there's a lot of work gone behind it, and there's a lot of work to be done in the future. And I have a couple of guests here this morning. I have Sue Patience, who's actually a local resident, but she's also a town councillor. And she does work for the Gallery Youth. And I also have Peter Biggers, who is also a resident and a former town planner, and he's getting involved in this neighbourhood development plan, because obviously you've done things like this before. But
yes, that's right. We're preparing a new plan for Alnwick. The government has just allowed local communities for the first time to prepare their own plans.
That's a good idea.
It is. And the advantage of this one will be that the community will be in the driving seat making decisions about what the plan should look at for the Alnwick area, and that will then be used by the County Council in determining proposals for development planning applications in the future.
All right, and what is the sort of time scale of this? Obviously, there'll be a fair bit of work that's been done already, because you have to get started. What's the time scale for the sort of planning part and the part that the people have their say? How long is that going to last?
Well, we're starting off at the moment with the events this month and a questionnaire, really to capture people's ideas about what needs to be done in Alnwick, and how we should address those, and working towards an overall timetable of producing a draft plan by spring next year.
Right. So it's quite a long process, really, isn't it?
It is.
It seems to me it is. That's probably quite normal in planning terms, but
it is normal. I mean, the plan has to go through a number of stages. And we've got to make sure as we go along that everybody's on board with what's happening. So one of the key changes with this particular type of plan is that at the end of the day, the government is asking that there be a local referendum to decide whether the plan goes ahead or not.
Right.
So that makes it all the more important that as we go along, we gather people's ideas and views and get them engaged.
Yeah. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any point, would there?
No, I think as a resident town councillor and also working with young people, it is about informing everybody, getting their views, so that we do get a true representation of what people feel about what's needed in Alnwick and where we're going in the future.
And you've obviously got these three sessions going on. You've got one on at the minute. I mean, you're obviously skiving from that at the minute. Is that because it was cold down there?
No, it's not too bad there. No, it's good. And we've also got refreshments on in the town hall.
Well, that's so going to be a draw.
Tea and coffee upstairs, and there's more to learn about the plan and the area of the plan as well. And so there's visual representation of where the actual area is up there as well.
Well, that was something that you mentioned when you spoke to me on the phone yesterday. It's not just Alnwick. And Denwick, for me, I think of that as the north of Alnwick. So it goes, isn't it?
Well, it
circles round Alnwick.
Yeah, it must be west and east as well, yeah.
So is there a sort of a radius around there? Is it a 5-mile radius or something?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, the reason, although the plan's going to focus on Alnwick really as the main centre and the issues within the town, one of the reasons we've had to partner up with Denwick is because a lot of people may not know this, but there is a good part of the town, particularly the newer areas of development around Lionheart Industrial Estate, that actually lie within Denwick Parish.
Would never have known that.
No. And similarly, you know, land that might be available for and proposed for development in the future is similarly within Denwick Parish area.
Right.
So the town council has partnered up with Denwick Parish Council because of that.
Mm-hmm. Are you saying this is a completely new way forward for this kind of thing?
It is. It comes on the back of a piece of legislation that's just gone through called the Localism Act, which is all about the government trying to pass decision making back down to local communities. And in this particular case, it's passing decisions about planning back to local communities, which the town council is very attracted by, because since the demise of Alnwick District Council and the reorganisation and Northumberland County Council taking over, things have you know, can appear a bit more distant to local communities.
It's almost like a turnaround, a U-turn, isn't it? For because I mean, the sceptic in me says, you know, they're just playing lip service to us residents. But we'd have to, we just have to hope that this is right. I mean, obviously, what you're saying is right, but the when it's not, how long ago is it since the Northumberland took over everything, basically?
2009.
So, so we've had a couple of years.
Nearly 3 years.
Yeah.
But I think this is why it's so important that people do get involved and do start to say, you know, and it's not just about planning, is it, Peter? I mean, planning in the wider terms as well, about, you know, kind of recreational needs, school needs, you know, like future development of those as well, and future development of the environment as a whole.
Right. You know. And even tourism.
Green tracks, parks, you know.
Yeah, and tourism. I mean, it's a big, it's a big thing, and that's, it's there are a lot of, I suppose, a lot of businesses that rely on tourism to just exist, don't they? They have obviously lean times in the winter, but you know, summertime, it's got to be it's got to be important to them. So just give us a clue as to where all these drop-in centres are going to be, or these drop-in events.
Well, we've got three events at the moment. One's taking place today in the marketplace, and that's on till 1 o'clock.
Right.
And we have a stall down there, and questionnaires available, and more information in the town hall as well, where there's refreshments provided. And then on Wednesday evening at Willowburn, we've got a
Tuesday.
I keep saying Wednesday. Good. Tuesday evening at Willowburn, we've got a drop-in session again in the foyer area there between 4 and 7 o'clock. And likewise, more information and more, you know, questionnaires to fill in if you haven't already filled one in, or more comments. Yeah. And we'll have the maps available as well.
Yeah.
So you get an indication of where the area is. And then at Alnwick North Community Centre on the following Saturday.
That's next Saturday.
Yeah, next Saturday. And that's from 10 till 1.
I mean, what we wanted to try and do was get a spread of events, both geographically in the town and across different times of the week, because we know, you know, there are lots of people at work that can't manage today,
for
example, but they might be able to manage an evening next week or a Saturday.
Also, I think what the spread of types of places as well, because there's a lot of people go to the community centre for very different things. It's not all sport, is it?
No.
So you probably got a
and
good
what, what we're hoping to sort out next Saturday at the community centre is a bit of a walkabout. So actually to start in the centre, but then go out around the Alnwick North area and have a look at some of the issues and have a chat with people that are around, and then back to the centre.
So. How can you monitor your response on this? Is it by the numbers of people that you get, or is it by the type of answers you get, or the how passionate they are about it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's all of those. I mean, it's we hope that this first questionnaire is very broad, but it does define some issues which have been identified in the past of being important to the area. But we're hoping that the comment boxes that are there as well will lead us into other areas as well that we can look at.
And do you plan to go out to local groups as well? You know, obviously you're part of the gallery
Youth. And part of my, you know, as being a development worker for Gallery Youth, and I am representing youth organisations on the steering group, is to get young people involved as well.
Yeah.
And we're doing that via a youth forum in Alnwick.
Right.
But also I've got some young people coming at lunchtime today on the stall downstairs, so they're going to help encourage young people to fill in the questionnaires and get their views heard as well.
It would be interesting to know if the schools get involved.
Yeah, well, that's another area we need to engage with.
You know, assuming that, you know, a percentage of young people hang around Alnwick forever, yeah. You know, because you, often people do. They don't necessarily all move away, do they? And you don't want them to.
Nope.
But I just remember from in the 70s, and, you know, sort of harking back a bit, I was from the Morpeth area, and yeah. Our project for geography was to redesign Morpeth.
Yes,
you know, because it had its issues, and it's obviously been major development.
Certainly.
And when you see what's happened to that town, and there was a lot of scope there. I don't think Alnwick's got as much scope physically because it's a very well preserved town, isn't
yes.
it? That there aren't the ugly buildings in it that Morpeth had in the 70s.
Right.
You know, there was a lot of demolition needed to be done in Morpeth.
Yeah.
And I just remember we were involved in our sort of side of it as teenagers.
Yeah, Alnwick has different constraints, doesn't it? In mm-hmm. that it is more of a heritage town mm-hmm. and that has its problems as well.
I suppose, it has its problems.
Yes.
Yeah. And also from the town centre's point of view, I mean, Morpeth is a bigger centre, so therefore can attract, you know, bigger retail operators than perhaps Alnwick can.
Mm-hmm.
But we're keen to get all the ideas from people, and particularly from young people, about what should happen with the town.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah. Huh? Well, it sounds as if it's giving people a chance.
Yes.
Because it's all well and good us saying, mm-hmm. Nobody asked me. Well, we're getting the chance to be asked.
It's a chance for change, isn't it?
So, uh-huh, yeah. And I mean, hopefully that, ultimately some of the things that people do suggest, it inspires you to suggest more things constructively. I mean, I've no doubt you do get the dissenters and the people who are a bit just destructive about things, but you get people who have some really good ideas and if you can work on those.
But it's people with views, you know, whatever type, whether mm-hmm. they're strong views about mm-hmm. something that we need to hear about. So we make sure that the plan covers those.
Yeah.
And the town council is preparing the plan under the auspices of the Alnwick Community Partnership, which is open to anybody to join if they're interested in assisting with the plan. We're looking to arrange a community partnership meeting probably next month sometime.
Well, let us know
to keep everybody up to date mm-hmm. on what's happening and the chance to get involved.
In fact, come back.
We will.
I'd be interested
to
know
really good,
if you could come back once this part of it's done and then you've gotten to a next stage.
Yeah.
Would like to know what the next stage is and again how people can get involved and how much people have got involved. It would be interesting to know.
Yeah, that would be really mm-hmm. good if we could do that, yes. Yeah.
So is there anything else you'd like to tell us this morning before you shoot off back down into the cold?
No, just to encourage people to come to these events
and fill in their questionnaires.
Yes. Uh-huh. And send them back. Yeah.
Well, we'll be reading it out this week because we've put it in the red book for Lionheart presenters to read out. So we'll be encouraging people to come along. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah.